I am thankful that I'll never be the same. And I'm thankful that I look forward every day to being a little bit different. Thanks to Him. And there are times in our life as children of God that we're going to have difficulties. We're going to have needs. We're going to shed some tears. We're going to have some battles to face. But in those times, the Lord has proven Himself over and over and over again to be a faithful friend to us. And I would this afternoon that as we end this meeting, that revival, I mentioned at the beginning, something that goes on between you and God personally, that you will have revival in your spirit, in your relationship with God. I'd like us to turn over to 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1. Now, Brother Warren Vance mentioned something in afternoon services. I'm aware of the pros and cons of afternoon services. I'm not unaware that it is a tiring time sometimes. But I also do not believe that afternoon services are supposed to be just kind of a lost service, if you understand what I'm saying. Sometimes people think, well, we have afternoon service and get our duty done. We have our two services out of the way. I've got a message from the Lord for you this afternoon. This isn't just to kind of fill in the gap so we can end the meeting. So if you'll turn with me over to 2 Timothy chapter 3, we'll begin reading with verse 1. It says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." And it goes through the list and it talks about all of the sin and all of the decline that we see happening in our world today. And when we look out on the world today, we see a very dark picture. Things are pretty bleak sometimes, aren't they? Just in our fleshly eyes, we look at the moral decline, the love of many waxing cold, many people that have one time known the truth, and we see so much compromise and letting down and deception, and we look out on the political and moral landscape, and there's a great falling away from just foundational sound principles of God.
Amen.
And if we're not careful, we can be despondent because of those things. But I want us to know, as children of God this afternoon, we do not need to be discouraged.
That's right.
Just because there's difficulty, the devil wants to paint a bleak picture, I'm on the winning side this afternoon. And if you love God and you have Christ in your heart, you are on the winning side. Which means that regardless of the difficulties and the hardships and the battles that you face in life, there is a way through Christ that you can be overcomers. Well, the Scripture teaches us in Ephesians in the 6th chapter, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I personally am feeling the effects of the spiritual battle that I'm in. We're in a battle for our soul today. And each one of us, it's not a, you know, get out of jail free card. Just because we're saved doesn't mean we're without battles. We have needs, we have temptations, we have some hard things that we're going to face in life. But folks, just because we're in a spiritual battle is no reason for us to hang our head. There is no good reason this afternoon, if you have Christ in your life, to be discouraged. We do not need to be afraid of the mountains that are in our path. We need not be afraid of the low valleys and the rivers that look so deep that are ahead of us today. Yes, the world is going to get worse and worse, but I want to reaffirm to you this afternoon, God has lost none of His power. And for my children, although I fear for them, and if I even look a little bit further down the road to possibly grandchildren, you think, what kind of world will they be in? But I have hope for my children today because I know that God's grace is just the same. I know that if they will give their heart to the Lord, God's grace and strength is going to be sufficient that they can still live a happy, victorious life right in the midst of a dark world.
Amen.
Wrote on the board, on the winning side, or the winning side. I do not have the ability to live for God successfully in my own strength this afternoon. There is no experience, there is no knowledge or education that can equip me to overcome the forces that are out in the world. I can't do it by myself. But do you realize that if Christ is on our side, we're on the winning side? And have you ever gone, and I think about at school, remember you used to go out, and you young people still do this, when you pick teams, who do you like to pick to be on your team? I know sometimes you just get your friends. But if you're really wanting to win, you pick the best players first. I always felt kind of sorry for the last person picked. Because what people were saying is, I'm not quite sure you're as good as everybody else. And if you're the last one picked, that's still all right in this life. But I want us to understand something. The Lord picked us.
Yes.
And if you chose Him, if you chose God to be on your side today, and you're serving Him, you've got the best player there is. And what would you think if we were to say we're going to have a volleyball game after service, and we looked around and I picked the tallest, strongest, best volleyball players out of everybody here. I picked the 4 or 5 best players. And then we all go out there and I kind of look at my team and say, well, I don't think we can win. How do you think that would make them feel? I'm expressing a lack of confidence in their ability. How do you think God feels when we're serving Him and we look at all our temptations and the problems and we get so discouraged sometimes and say, I'm not sure I can make it? Do you realize that God has all power and all ability? And in the trials, yes, there's going to be some hard things in your life, but folks, with God on our side, He will fight for us. This is His battle today. We're not out there trying to fight the devil in our own merits. But we're depending upon the power of Christ and what He came to do. And this is the reason, Paul, wasn't it said, I can do what?
All things
through my own ability?
Through Christ.
No, through Christ. Do you realize if we look at our own abilities, and you may be sitting there thinking, yeah, but you don't have my personality, and you weren't raised like I was, and you don't have the weaknesses that I have, and your circumstances aren't like mine, they're not. But none of us are equipped to overcome the enemy in our own strength.
Yeah.
This isn't about us today. It's not about our ability. It's about the ability of the team. And you know who's on my team? God the Father. God the Son, Jesus, who came and walked as a man on this earth to understand my feelings and my emotions. The man that understood my humanity, but yet it was His divinity that He shed His blood to enable me to live free from sin. And I have the Holy Spirit in my life to assist me, to give me power, to give me comfort, to give me strength. And now I can look on whatever the world brings my way. I can say, I can do all things. Through Christ and through His ability, folks, we are on the winning side today. There's too much despondency. And I know battles get hard, but when you leave this meeting, I want you to know this. You can live successfully for God.
Amen.
You can do it. You can have a blessed life. It doesn't mean there won't be some tears along the way, but it means there is a place of victory for you where you are this afternoon, and it's going to be done through the power of Christ. I can do all things.
Amen.
Over in Exodus, in the 32nd chapter, verse 26, remember Moses was on the mountain and God gave him the Ten Commandments. And Moses came down off the mountain, and the children of Israel, a number of them, they built a golden calf. And they were worshiping the golden calf, and Moses stood at the gate of the camp, and he asked a question. He said this, who is on the Lord's side? I want to ask you that this afternoon. Who's on the Lord's side? All right, there's two of us. Do you realize that Sister Maxine and I are going to win? Because there's three of us now. When we're on the Lord's side, folks, we will overcome. The others that had worshipped the God, and I know there's more than just us three folks, but when they went out, the others were destroyed. But those side. I'm on the winning side. It's when we get off of God's side that we're going to start having problems, folks. It's when we try to start doing it our own way. When we try to start making the game plans. Let's trust the one who understands the game. The one that understands the battle. The one that understands the forces that are at work. Let's learn more and more how to put our trust in God. And folks, stay on His side and you will be an overcomer this afternoon. Who's on the Lord's side? Over in Romans in the 5th chapter. Romans chapter 5, verse 20. In the latter part of the 20th chapter, in the 20th verse, it says this, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. In other words, where the power of sin was at work, the grace of God surpassed the power of sin. If you have loved ones here this afternoon, that you look at their life and you think, what hope is there for my loved ones? There is hope for them today. There is hope because if they will turn their life over to God, there is a power that we have access to today that is greater than all the power and the forces of the enemy. And it's going to be found in the grace of God. Amen. And so when we are tempted, when our relatives and relations are bound by sin, there is a greater power that they can still have access to. There's a winning side to be on today, and I would that you can go out here singing that song, and maybe we'll conclude with it when we're done. I'm on the winning side. It's not just they're on it now, but I'm going to get on the side with the Lord, and I can do all things through Christ, and where the power of sin is at work, God's grace is greater than that. Luke in the 10th chapter. Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 17. It said the 70 returned again. It was talking about 70 of the disciples of Christ. It said they returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. The disciples found themselves to be on the winning side. They found that before where Satan had control and preeminence in people's lives, the disciples came back saying, the devils are subject to us. We have victory and power over the enemy. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He wasn't talking about Satan being up in the celestial heavens up with God, but he was talking about him being in a very high place and a preeminence in men's lives. And it was through the power of Christ that Jesus said, I saw the power that Satan had in people's lives. I saw that power broken. I saw him fall. And he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do you know this afternoon that we still have access to that same power? We have access to that same authority over the power of the enemy. When the devil comes around, folks, and he starts messing with us, and he's going to do it, we have the right and the privilege and the authority to look him in the face and rebuke him, not through our own strength, but because we're on the winning team. We're on the winning side, and we're not going off our own ability. We're overcoming him through the blood. Through the blood of Jesus. Folks, there is power still for us today to live a saved, holy, pure life in the midst of this dark world. There's still power to do that today. Do you remember Caleb?
Yes.
When they came into Canaan lands, how old was Caleb? Wasn't he 80 years old? 84 years old. And Caleb, they were getting ready to divvy up the land to the different tribes and families. And Caleb said, give me that mountain. And it was a mountain that there were giants. It was a place that was going to have to be conquered where others might have feared to go. And Caleb said, give me that mountain. Because God had witnessed to him that he'd never seen God forsake him. And he said, I'm just as strong today as I was 40 years ago when we first came over. Do you realize today the Lord wants us to have that same outlook on life? Give me that mountain. If I get sick, by the grace of God, I'll overcome. Just bring it on. Give me that mountain. We don't have to be afraid today, folks. It seems like the devil's trying to get his cow down. Have you noticed that? Oh, look at how bad the world's getting. And I know we're concerned about it, but folks, God's power is greater than that. That's why we have a message to take to the world. This is our hope. This is our victory. This is our comfort. Is that there is a winning side that we can overcome all of those influences that are out there. Revelation chapter 12. Said the accuser, verses 10 and 11. Said the accuser of the brethren has been cast down.
Amen.
And do you remember how the saints of old overcame the accuser? Said they overcame him
by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death.
That last one gets left off. That's an important part to overcoming. Folks, they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. I do not read about the brothers and sisters of old overcoming by their own willpower. I don't read them overcoming because I was raised in a solid saint home. I don't read about them saying because I got my master's degree. I don't hear them reading, see them overcoming because of that. It wasn't their own ability. That's not what gives us the victory today. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame by the word of their testimony. I am professing I'm on the winning side. If we're ashamed to profess Christ in our life, you may not be on the right side. Have you ever been ashamed to be on the winning side if you're out playing the game? Man, we won today. Isn't it interesting, though, to observe people? This brings out another point. But you get a team together, maybe you go out and play a game of basketball or volleyball. And one team wins. And you go away thinking, oh, my team won. And you were the only one that kept missing the ball. But your team, my team won, we really beat them. And it was everybody else on your team that enabled you to win. Do you know sometimes serving God, that's kind of like it is with us. Oh Lord, I know maybe I fell a little bit short and I stumbled, but my love and my devotion is for you, Lord. It's Him that enables us to overcome today. It's not our own ability, but it's Christ in us on the winning side. So they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Do you know what that means? Let's talk about their consecration. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to stay on that side. If I have to die, if I have to suffer persecution, if I have to be different in the crowd, Lord, I'm going to do it because that's the winning side. And folks, we need not be ashamed today. With all of the influences that are around us, we need not be ashamed to be different.
Amen.
The winning side is the side that is living holy and pure and godly in the midst of a wicked and a perverse nation. I am thankful and blessed to be on the winning side today. It doesn't mean we're not going to have some struggles along the way. But it means when Christ is with us on our side, folks, we can make it. And I want you to know this today. Wherever you are in your life this afternoon, you can make it. With your peculiar weaknesses and inferiorities and struggles and personality, doesn't matter whether you're type A or B, those things don't matter. What matters is that I love the Lord. And Lord, whatever it takes, I want to be faithful to You. And when I am weak, what did Paul say?
Then I am strong.
Then am I strong. Why is it? Let's go back to the game analogy. The ball's coming. I don't know what to do with it. And it always kind of frustrates people when people throw their hands up in the air and get out of the way. But do you realize in serving God, that's what we can do? I don't know what to do with this that's coming. I'm going to get out of the way and let someone that can handle it take care of that ball. If the battle looks too great for you, get out of the way and let God work. Get out of the way and let the Lord do what He does best. and you're still on that side. We read in Sunday school, it was read this morning in Sunday school over in Romans. It sounds like you covered it twice, but you won't cover it a third time, except to say this. Who shall separate us from the love of God? What are we going to allow to separate us today? And he went on to say, in all these things we are more than what?
Conquerors.
More than conquerors. You heard the story about the two dogs that got in a fight over a piece of meat? Two dogs were fighting over that meat, one of them trying to be the overcomer to gain the prize. And one of the dogs finally killed the other dog. But he was so torn up and mangled, the victor, he didn't even have the strength to crawl over to get that meat that they've been fighting over. That is not what it means to be an overcomer. To be an overcomer in Christ means that we still have the ability to get up in the morning with the peace of God in our heart and face the battles and the trials and the temptations and be an overcomer because of the grace and the power of God in our life. 1 Samuel, we're not going to read this either. But you know the story of David and Goliath, don't you? Do you remember when little David came on the scene? And the army of Israel was so afraid of Goliath. And David comes bebopping it in. I just get this picture every time I read that. David comes in, looks around and says, what are you all afraid of? Why are you all so being cowed down? What, this dirty uncircumcised Philistine? Who's going to go out there and fight him? Do you realize sometimes I think that we tremble too much at the power of the devil?
Yes.
What are we afraid of when we're on the winning side? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so David said, oh, I'll go out and fight it for you. David, you don't have experience. Who do you think you are? We're starting to look at ability now, aren't we? But rather, David went out not in his own strength. I don't come with a sword and a spear and all those things of the fleshly warfare. But he said, I come to you in the name of the God of Israel.
Amen.
Do you know a great victory was won that day? And I believe God would have for us this afternoon in a greater way change our perspective with some of our battles.
Yes.
Lord, this is your battle and I'm not going to be scared of it anymore. And if I have some failures in my past, there may be another one tomorrow, but Lord, I'm going to stay focused on you, and I want to let you work in my life.
Yes.
And I'm going to come out the winner because of Christ in me. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In closing, if you'll turn with me to 1 John in the 5th chapter. 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 4. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith in what? Because the victory is our faith. Our faith in the power of Jesus Christ. Folks, we're not going to make it if we're dependent on who we are and what we are and how much I think I can grit my teeth and face the devil. But we will be on the winning side when we keep our faith fixed on the power of Jesus Christ. It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Dear ones, this afternoon I would that you leave here knowing this, that if you love God and you will keep your faith in Him, you are on the winning side. We need not let the devil bat us around as much as sometimes we allow him to. But let's go out with courage and hope and faith and stay on the winning side. Maybe we could stand and sing that song, On the Winning Side.